It's The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. If you've been listening for a bit, you just heard that Villanova professor talking about attacks on the media that make Americans wonder who they can trust. Fake news, right? We've all heard that phrase. One way the White House is attacking the press, and you have media organizations from CNN to the Washington Post pushing back and saying, wait, no, journalists hold powerful people accountable. We verify our reporting before publishing. Well, our next guest says, be careful who you rely on for truth, and historically, the media haven't always been so reliable. Archivist Kevin Young is the author of the new book, Bunk, The Rise of Hoaxes, Humbug, Plagiarists, Phonies, Post-Facts, and Fake News. Kevin, welcome to KUOW.
Thanks for having me.
You started writing this book 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about these attacks on the media in the 2016 presidential campaign and up to today?
Well, I started with thinking about hoaxes historically and how in the 19th century they started with Barnum and people like that thinking about, in a way, some of the same questions as we have today about
P.T. Barnum?
Yeah, about how could America be great, you know, thinking about our connection to, in his case, George Washington and the founding fathers. And, you know, I trace it up to today and thinking about the ways that some of these same divides that I think the hoax makes use of are at play today and in our fake news. And one of them happens to be race, I think. But also, I think that the fake news really is part of this larger trend that I trace in the book of are hoaxes more frequent now and are they worse? And I think they are. And I think the past year or so has shown us the ways in which not only are there hoaxes being pushed out, but even our election last year had these effects of bots and things that played on these very same things of race and divide and sought to divide us further, I think.
I do want to talk about hoaxes and race. First, I was referring to the mainstream media.
Sure.
And are you also saying that even the news that we're used to thinking of as reliable is less reliable and always has been than we think?
No, I do think that technology affects the hoax and affects fakery, you know, and it can make it somewhat easier. But I also think that the internet and journalists catch hoaxes. You know, they're the way you saw that in the Washington Post story this week where someone was trying to fake against the Roy Moore story and you know, corrupt sort of the idea of sources.
This is the woman who went to the Washington Post claiming she had been
assaulted,
raped and then had an abortion and all about this candidate Roy Moore.
Yeah, I mean, and these were fake, and the journalists took, you know, did what journalists do, I think, and caught it. I don't think journalism, you know, I do trace fake journalist stories and specific fakery, but I really trace it to the people who did it. What's, I think, important to keep in mind is that journalists catch journalists, and the internet catches internet hoaxes, and I don't want to take a strong position and say that, hey, these people are to blame. I think it's more complicated than that. This is the media we've created, and in some ways we've bought and sometimes believe in, and I want to understand why.
What is it about the hoax that you think is a major theme in American life?
Well, you know, starting with Barnum, I think the hoax really did speak to these questions of what it meant to be an American, what it meant to be a person now. And, you know, Barnum, his first hoax was about George Washington. It was featured a black woman who he claimed was George Washington's nursemaid, which would have made her 161 years old, which he advertised. And then, you know, that wasn't true, of course, but people want to see her. You know, they wanted this connection to the founding father of our nation. And I think hoaxes became a way to understand what it meant to be a young nation. And then as we went—
What do you mean by that? How did hoaxes help us understand?
I know it's ironic, right, that a hoax would help you kind of establish your bona fides, or, you know, but that was very much what the hoax did. It, you know, like in England, people would find a Shakespeare play, which they made up, you know, as a way to say, hey, you know, Shakespeare is important. We're important. You know, this is a way of kind of honoring one's past and nation. And I think that Barnum—
You didn't have actual connections to the foundations of your civilization, but you could
make
sort of fake your way toward it.
Well, and also it's a way of saying Shakespeare is so important now that he's worthy of faking, right? We want more Shakespeare.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think right now, now, some of the divisions that Barnum played with, later he showed a man, a black man, he called What Is It? In 1860. And this was just a year after Origin of the Species, but he promoted this figure as the missing link, you know? And so these hoaxes have long played on questions of race, but also questions of origin and where we come from and who are we.
And why? What does race have to do with the hoax?
Well, both of those figures were black.
Yeah. You know? Why do you think that? But you think that that's not a coincidence. So
No. I trace it all the way into sort of the fake Indians from the start of our republic, whether that was the Boston Tea Party, till now, where you see there were some uncovered this last summer of people pretending to be Native American. I talk about Rachel Dolezal, who is a
Washington State's own.
Correct. And I think she's an interesting figure because just a week after she was uncovered.
Will you explain who she is for those who don't know?
She was a woman who was white by birth and pretended to be black and darkened her skin and changed her hair.
And she's in Spokane, an NAACP leader.
Yeah. Lucky you all, you know. Mm-hmm. she then was caught and, you know, outed, as it were. And then what was interesting is then, troubling, I'd say, a week later, the Charleston shooting happened. And in my book, I try to think about this connection between the two. What's it mean that they happen within a week of each other? And to me, both of those figures, the Charleston shooter and Dolezal, misunderstand blackness, you know, and they see in it trauma and pain. And one sort of seeks to sort of join it and promote it, and the other seeks to kind of eliminate it or see it as inflict more. And I tried to understand the way that this connection with race went all the way back to Barnum and, you know, preys on our deep divisions that I think, you know, your other guests were talking a little bit about the threats to these kind of very things that only seem to be increasing.
I imagine this this nursemaid who's supposed to be 160 years old, how long did she tour with this show?
Well, she toured till she died, actually, and she probably died of exposure. We think she was probably enslaved. We know she had been, but we think that Barnum had purchased her. It's a little muddy there. You know, and Barnum was clever. He would take her one place, which Providence, where she was, which was a free state, and, you know, he would really focus on her liberation. And then you take her somewhere else and sort of say, who knows where she's from and how she served. So he really played both aspects. And then when she died, he autopsied her in a medical theater and charged admission, which is just a troubling kind of end. But I think also thinks about the stakes, which are life and death for this kind of fakery.
And why is there something about racial attitudes in this country that play into a hoax like that?
Well, I almost think it's the other way around. I came to think by the end that race was a kind of hoax, that it too was a fake thing pretending to be real, which means it had real effects, you know? There's a lot of hoaxes built on race, but also race plays into a lot of hoaxes, or plays off them. Sometimes in literal ways and sometimes in more elaborate ones, but always there's this returning to that. And I really sought to understand why. Why do we sort of believe the worst of each other, which is another sort of quality I think the hoax has gotten only worse at. You know, now, it used to be even in the stories I'm telling you of Barnum, they were at least kind of honorific. You know, it's like, hey, this who is this person? And they let viewers believe they could be an expert in something. You know, they could choose themselves. It was almost a democratic principle. And now I think there are no experts. We're in a time where experts are looked down on and they're seen as somehow a liability. Barnum at least faked doctors. Now we don't even bother that because, you know, it doesn't matter somehow. And I think that's the troubling state we're in.
I'm talking with Kevin Young, and he's the author of the book Bunk, The Rise of Hoaxes, Humbug, Plagiarists, Phonies, Post-Facts, and Fake News. And what should a listener do with this information now? You want us to be more wary, more savvy, and then what? What do we do?
Well, I think we have to be cautious, but not cynical. Because in a weird way, the cynicism, the belief that, say, everything is fake, is what's gotten us in this position. I'm someone who directs a library, the Schomburg Center in Harlem, part of the New York Public Library. And I think library is a great place to start. I mean, it sounds very basic, but in one way, they're the places that through the years, through the generations, and especially now, keep the records of our time. You know, they are the ones on the front lines thinking about information, what's good information, what sources are. And you can find lots of things, as I did working on this book, at the library and in archives. I also think we have to, you know, be a bit generous with each other and listen to each other rather than simply believe the worst about each other, which someone else is telling us about.
Yeah, that's a powerful hoax that makes you want to believe something about the other tribe that makes you feel better about yourself. Kevin Young, writer and archivist at the New York Library Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture, and the new book is Bunk, and you can hear more from Kevin Young in person tonight at Benaroya Hall. Kevin, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's The Record on KUOW Seattle. Our show is put together today by Amina Alsadi, Ajua Jimabrempong, Bon Huberman, Jason Pagano, Jeannie Yandel. Tomorrow at noon, you know, it's KUOW's Week in Review. We're going to catch you up on the news you might have missed and what it all means with Erica C. Barnett and Joni Balter and our former mayor, Tim Burgess. I hope you'll join us for that tomorrow at noon on the Week in Review. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for listening.